We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Brooklyn's own Joe Causey from CBS FM.
And intern Anthony from the all-new 102.7.
And joining us once again in the ever-loving Entercom Studios, high above the greatest city in the world, Louie is with us, my friend.
Thank you.
Producer of the Brooklyn's own podcast.
And this is a very special episode. It's episode 20. It's a milestone episode.
Wow.
You made it.
Woo!
That's 20. A lot. That's a lot
Does
of podcasts.
Does that mean we get paid for this now?
I don't know.
No.
No? Still no? Okay.
Not even a pizza or anything.
Well, at least my name's on it now.
A bucket of chicken.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
There was a lot of flack over that.
Yeah, I know. I caused a couple of waves within the Entercom community.
You did.
Sorry.
Didn't get any hush money for that or anything?
Yeah. No. Did you pay off anybody?
No. I wish someone would have given me hush money. I would have shut my mouth.
All right. So it's episode 20, and I got something we're going to do a little different this time.
What are we doing? Games?
No, it's not a game, but we're going to get to know you guys all over again, the two of you.
Oh.
And you don't know what's coming, and I'm going to be asking some questions, and you're going to have to answer them.
It's not too personal, huh?
Not too personal.
Because the IRS does listen.
No. This is good. This is so everybody can... We're reestablishing the Brooklyn Zone podcast, and we're going to get to know the two of you a little bit better with some random questions,
all
right?
Getting to know all about you.
Some of these are going to just come to you in the fraction of a second. Some are going to take a second to think about.
So
we just go with it and we'll see how everything is, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So you guys go together and everything, and here we go. Have either of you ever gotten in a fist fight?
No.
Yes, with the biggest kid in my class. I told him I'd fight him just to try it. And
really?
I beat him.
Well, you went to Zavarian, that's why.
Come on.
You beat him?
Yeah, I beat him.
You beat him, all right.
Yeah.
What was the last movie you guys saw?
Green Book.
How was it?
Loved it. Watched it 4 times.
What's so good about that movie?
It's a great movie. It's a great, great movie. I mean, it has everything. It has, and a matter of fact, the movie that it's about, with the guy that it's about, I knew him, Tony Lip. He was a bouncer in the Copacabana. And it's an amazing, amazing movie. I don't want to tell you, did you see it yet?
No.
I don't want to tell you about it.
Mm-hmm.
Watch it. This is your homework for the week. Watch the movie and then come back and let me know what you think about it. You too, Lou.
All right.
I don't remember what the name of it was. It's the new one with Steve Carell, where he plays a slow guy who gets beat up for being slow. Welcome to Marwin. That's the name of it. Welcome to Marwin.
That was like a dog movie, I heard. It had no rating. It was terrible.
I went for Steve Carell because I love him. I think he's really funny. God-awful movie.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And I like him. I liked him in The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah, The Office was phenomenal.
I don't watch The Office. I don't like shows that I have to keep watching. I don't have time for that.
What kind of shows do you like? One and done?
The only show that I ever liked was The Sopranos. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
After that, Borg Empire, and that it. I'm done.
All right.
No more. I'm trying to watch Game of Thrones. It's like me chewing on glass. I can't get into it. Well, I start again. The dragons come. It says, I've had enough. That's it. I can't watch anymore. I've been trying to watch Game of Thrones for 4 years now, and I'm still in the first season.
What if they put Paulie Walnuts in the show? Would you like it?
That would be great. You could clear up that whole show in 3 episodes. They come in there, whack the dragons, and it'll be all over. Done.
You'll see that dragon over there.
It gets beheaded. That would be
really?
Terrible.
I mean, come on. Enough is enough.
I never told this to another soul in my life. Back at the Bing, I saw the dragon.
Blondes or brunettes?
Oh, I have to say brunette.
Me too.
How many times have you been in love before?
Go ahead,
See, this
Joe.
Is bad stuff. This could... This
come on,
go
come
ahead.
On.
Go ahead.
Once with my wife.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's fine.
Once. Because I always knew that... And I'll tell you the reason.
You are such a friggin' brown nose.
Oh, my God. Why is it? Why does it
piss
you off?
Because I heard stuff from you in the subway walking around about other people.
Yeah, okay.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
Wait till I get your cohort, Johnny Guestafetch, whatever his name is, in here.
I'm going to tell you why. It's one person.
Why?
I always told myself, I'm never going to introduce someone to my grandmother until I know I love her. And my girlfriend now is the only person I've ever introduced to her.
Now you just got every woman out there wrapped around your finger. Thanks for bringing me down.
Mm-hmm. Pretty smooth,
though.
Thank
you. That was smooth.
That's the truth.
Yeah. It's a load of baloney, but I'll take it.
All right. All right. Without naming names, how many enemies have you had in your life? Sworn enemies that you wanted to, like, you know.
I love everyone. I'm like a monk.
Bull, come on. There's not one person that
you don't
got
to name the name.
Maybe one.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I went from good to bad because I got about three yeah. or four. Yeah.
Like, where are they enemies. From? From where?
Brooklyn. One I may have worked with before.
Worked?
Yeah.
Like in the ravioli store?
No.
Where? You else did you work?
Is he in this room right
no,
now? I'm
no,
getting
not,
nervous.
He's not in this room, but...
In this building?
He may have been
Ooh,
before.
Boy, oh, boy.
Ooh. Who is that?
I can't.
Come on. Tell us. Nobody's listening.
A lot of people listen to the Brooklyn's Own podcast.
Tell us.
Yeah. Other than that, no, about three of them. One
These
of them
are very personable questions. Here.
I know.
I want everyone to get to know you guys.
I got one.
Bit.
How come you're not answering these things?
No one gives a crap about me. It's the Brooklyn's
Own about
podcast.
You. I want to know.
How many enemies you have?
None.
Bull.
Everybody loves me, and I love everyone.
Me
Everybody's
too.
Jesus
he really does.
Show.
Everybody loves Louis.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah. Not like me.
Why? You think you have enemies here?
Yeah, people don't like me. I don't know why.
What should you do, steal from them?
No.
Break their kneecaps?
No, I'm a good guy. I'm a good guy. I mean, I do the right thing. I helped a blind guy on Rector Street cross the street coming in here this afternoon.
I heard someone You're died saint. On that corner.
No, the guy was... No, I'm serious. I was crossing the street, and this guy... It was a lot of traffic, and he must have realized it,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I felt bad for the guy. I said, buddy, let me, where you going? He goes, I got to cross the street. I go to the subway. He says, come on, I'll take you down to the subway.
That's good.
So what do? I cross the street with him. I go down the subway, so he made sure he got down the stairs, mm-hmm. and then I came back up.
That's cool.
Because that's the type of person I am.
Yeah, I like that.
No enemies for Joe.
That's right.
All right, these are easy. Favorite kind of music?
I like everything. Everything.
Disco or freestyle?
Everything. I like everything.
You don't like one more than the other?
No. Everything, really. Jazz, Italian, you name it. Latin. I was listening to Bailamos coming in here before. And Suavemente. I like all this stuff.
You're never going to believe this, but before I started interning here, my father would listen to CBS FM, and I hated it. I said, turn it off. I can't take this music. I was 16 years old. I used to say, it's all old people music. Turn it off.
Not anymore.
I interned there for 3 weeks. You go through my Apple Music account, every one of the songs are songs that they play. I fell in love with that music.
We grew on you.
Yeah.
So you're like
weeks.
An old soul.
Yeah.
You're like Peter Lemongello's son.
Mm-hmm. Whoever that is.
He had no idea who that is.
No. Yeah.
Did you see American Idol this week?
No, Joe. It's not 2003 anymore.
All right. Okay.
It's over.
Love Lionel.
You're friends?
Yeah, we are.
You put an old school picture up with him.
Mm-hmm. Love Lionel.
I saw that. Yeah.
Love him. Next question.
Favorite restaurant?
There's a lot.
Favorite restaurant in Brooklyn that's still open?
La Palina. Oh. Well, it's a toss-up, La Palina and L&B.
Okay, that's fine.
You know, it's a toss-up.
Don't be scared. You're scared of these questions.
No, I'm not scared because I have a lot. I have a lot of favorite restaurants.
Everybody wants to know
you. There's a lot of favorite restaurants. There's La Palina. There's Gargiulio's, which is awesome. La Palina, L&B.
Patrizia's.
Well, that's in Staten Island.
It's in Williamsburg.
I don't go to Williamsburg.
It's still in Brooklyn.
I refuse to go there.
I'm finding the loophole.
I'm only
going
to go there this summer because of the feast is coming up, and that's why I'm going there.
Okay, good. As long as you go to get
I go to the Patrizia's on Staten Island.
Me too. I love it there too.
Is that your favorite?
Yeah.
Is that your favorite?
I think so. Right. It was Vegas Diner, but gone. They were my favorite. I could eat there every night of the week.
Really? What is there now? Car dealership?
It's been three Chinese buffets so far, three. And the first two were closed down because of health inspection violations.
Gee, that's odd.
I know. So let's see how long this one lasts. Don't pay the meter in front of the place because
no?
it'll probably close before the time's up.
Okay.
How do you take your pizza? Triangles or squares?
Depends from where.
To tell you the truth, I don't eat pizza anymore. I don't eat pizza anymore.
Because you spend too much time at the gym.
No, since I lost my weight, I don't eat pizza anymore.
I'm going to say squares. Grandma's
I love squares.
Yeah.
And I love them well done. Like, I want to see black on the bottom of the squares, but I can't eat them anymore.
Now, me too. Same thing. Yeah. Squares, burnt to a crisp. Grandma only. Grandma only. Yeah. I don't like Sicilian.
And you got to put anchovies on them.
Yeah, I like anchovies too.
Yeah.
Look at this.
I love anchovies.
See, we got a lot more in common than we thought.
Yeah. We
got
to make the macaroni with the anchovies and the breadcrumbs on it.
That's coming up for
No, I have that once a week. I make that.
Oh, well, there's a feast that
put the olive oil on it. I may use your Jim Ryan olive oil.
Yeah, our boss handed me some olive oil from...
How come you got olive oil and I didn't get olive oil?
I got rid of a car for him the other day. I had to burn it in the driveway.
Really?
Yeah.
What does he drive anyway?
I don't know. I don't know. It's gone now.
Probably
I
a Bugatti or something like that.
Yeah, I took care of it for him. Yeah. I threw it out.
Really?
It's gone. Yeah.
Great. Throw all our information over the airwaves. Very nice.
All right. Is it sauce or is it gravy?
It's gravy.
I disagree.
Come on, it's gravy.
Sauce. It's sauce and it's just
when
tomato.
You walk in your house and your mother says, your father goes, did you make the gravy yet? He doesn't say, did you make the sauce yet?
Well, it's sauce when it's just tomato. It's gravy when it's meat.
Stop talking like a Mama Luke. Talk like where you're from, all right?
But it's the truth. That's how I feel. I call it both things. It's either sauce or gravy. If it's just tomato, it's sauce. You say a marinara gravy?
No.
Okay, then there you go.
I put a lot of work into my sauce. All right.
I wish we could show the facial expression.
I put a lot of work into my sauce when I make my sauce.
Okay, so why are you saying sauce?
I put the music on. I get into the mood, and I start cutting my garlic really, really nice.
With a razor blade?
No. I cut up really nice, or I'll mince it, or I'll throw it through the press, you know.
There you go.
And then I'll heat up the olive oil, throw the garlic in there. Then I love those tomatoes when they hit the oil, and that sizzle. That sizzle, that's what it's all about. And then that smell around the house. See, people today don't know that.
No, they eat gluten-free bowl.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't know.
Dairy-free.
Acai bowls. What do they call those bowls?
Acai bowl. Acai bowl, it's called.
Yeah, yeah.
I call it acai.
Karen Carson eats that stuff.
Yeah, it's all bowl.
Yeah, please.
It's probably more fattening than a cheeseburger.
I know.
When it comes down to it.
Next.
Favorite mob movie of all time.
Gotta be Goodfellas.
Casino.
Okay. Sorry, I beg to differ.
Solid choices, though. Those are both very, very good movies.
You're going to pick Casino over Godfather?
Now, wait, here's a question. Would My Cousin Vinny count as a mob movie?
Yeah.
I mean, he kind of... It's My Cousin Vinny. Yeah.
What's your top five favorite mafia movies?
Casino, My Cousin Vinny, The Sopranos won't count because that's a show.
No.
That's about all I've seen.
Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Godfather 1 and 2.
Uh-huh.
3, leave that in the rental slot. We didn't watch that. Probably Black Mass.
Never saw
with Johnny Depp. You never saw Black Mass?
No. I never saw any of those that you mentioned. Godfather 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9. None of them.
You know they're going to have a Godfather viewing of the movie at the St. George Theater on the big screen.
Yeah, I'm going to go sit in St. George.
No, I'm going to send you. I'm going to send you there. I'm going to get you tickets.
All right.
It's going to be a great thing.
Educate them.
Yeah.
I'll go.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And I'm glad you mentioned My Cousin Vinny. What's the first thing that comes to mind when you think of Marissa Tomei in that movie?
Love her.
Oh.
That black outfit, that leather outfit she had on with those big lips and that big hair.
She was perfect.
Perfect. That's why George Costanza dreamt about her all the time on Seinfeld. She's perfect.
I'm going to say Chinese food.
What?
Chinese food. She asked for Chinese food the whole entire movie. Remember, he goes, would you stop with the Chinese food?
Yeah.
That's what comes to mind for me.
What happened to her?
She's still around? She's in movies?
In what?
Do you know I didn't recognize her? So there was a reboot of Spider-Man. They got this little kid. He looks like a real dweeb. He's got brown, longer hair, playing Peter Parker.
Like Hansen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She plays Aunt May. In the movie.
Yeah.
Like an old...
I gotta show you a picture.
Yeah, the old lady, yeah.
Oh, man. No, don't burst my bubble. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. Shut the computer off. I don't want to see that. I want to leave Marissa like that in my mind forever.
It's going to really...
Next question. Don't put it on. I'm not watching it.
Oh,
I'm
she kind of looks nice.
I don't look. I'm looking the other way.
Don't ruin it for Joe.
Don't ruin it for me.
No, it still looks good. She still looks good.
Yeah, she does look good.
She just looks older.
Nah, I don't like her face. She looks like she works in a luncheonette.
That's what she's... Look at her. She's not supposed to look like... My Cousin Vinny anymore, though.
Yeah.
Well, time, you know, does things to you.
She was in that movie with Mickey Rourke, too, right? The wrestler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
a wild scene with her.
Very good movie.
Yeah, she...
Stop.
Yeah,
be nice. Be nice.
Never mind.
Wow, that's her?
No, that's the original Aunt May. I'm showing him a picture of Aunt May from the Tobin Bell.
Hollywood
Peter
can
Parker.
Make miracles with makeup, you know.
Peter.
All right.
Favorite vacation spot?
Bill of Roma, Playground of the World.
Duh, I shouldn't have put that one
Gangster
in there.
Mountain. I love it. There's more jewelry around the pool at Villa Roma than Canal Street.
What's the name of your crew? It's like a number, right? The week number.
The week 30 crew.
Okay.
Yeah.
Naples, Florida.
What are you, 75 years old?
My grandparents have been going there for like 45 years.
And so does Jim Ryan.
Yeah. Our
what
boss.
Are you, next door neighbors with Jim?
The average age there is about 92.
I know.
It's
what
amazing.
Are you doing there? What do you do there?
Nothing. That's what I love about it. You go there. I swear to God, I could assassinate you on the busiest street in Naples, and no one would know for about 3 days because of that's how empty it is.
Really?
You could eat off the floor.
What time do you have dinner there? At 3?
3 o'clock. Yeah. 3, 4 o'clock. Everybody's the
and
whole
everybody's
town
in bed.
Down.
What after Jeopardy? That's it.
Yeah, that's it. As soon as right Alex Trebek says goodbye, wow. That's it.
How's Alex doing?
I don't know him.
He's back to work. He went back to work.
Yeah.
Love that guy.
He's
love
good.
Alex.
He's good. He did it classy, too. With the whole
I wish him all the best.
Me, too.
I'm going to do a novena for him. I like him. I like Alex.
All right.
Next question.
Couple more.
Okay.
Biggest pet peeve of all time.
You
something
first.
That grinds your gears.
Something that grinds my gears.
That you just can't stand.
You know what grinds my gears?
What, Joe?
When I go to Home Depot and I'm just about to walk down an aisle to get a screw and that guy comes there with that gate and that giant... uprighted thing, and they start closing the thing, and there's the guy there with the flags. You can't go down, and you got to wait for him to put a box up on a shelf, and you got to stand there like an idiot for like 25 minutes because they got the lane closed. That's what grinds my gears.
I don't even know how to follow that. I'm going to say slow drivers but in front of me. I can't take it. It's dangerous.
Well, that's why you're always in accidents.
I'm never in accidents.
You were just in an accident
in the
winter. It
was debris on the BQE. I couldn't have controlled
well,
that.
Well, if you were in doing the correct speed, you wouldn't have had an accident.
What's the correct speed for the
25
BQE?
25 miles per hour in New York City.
It's on a highway.
40, 50 tops?
No, that's too slow.
It's not too slow.
I could never.
Be courteous and be safe, my friend.
I'm Joe Causey, and I approve this message.
PSAs now we're doing here. All right, last one. This is a good one, a big one. You might have to think about it for a second. If you could spend 5 minutes with somebody, one person, dead or alive, who would it be? Talk to them privately.
My father, because he passed away when I was real young, you know, and before I got into the business and everything, and like, I really had nobody to talk to. So probably my father.
I don't know. I don't, I can knock on wood. I don't have any dead relatives yet.
Well, maybe he doesn't have to be
they're
dead.
All still young.
Maybe you want to talk to Peter Davidson, you know?
You want me to talk to... You think that out of everybody in the world...
There's got to be somebody you want to talk to. Who's your favorite star?
Not star. You know who I'd want to talk to for 5 minutes?
Marissa Tomei?
No.
Yes.
The Undertaker. From the
WWE. Wrestler?
The wrestler, yes.
He's a regular guy.
I know. I just want to sit with him, have a beer with him for 5 minutes. I met him once, but just for 2 seconds.
You a wrestler fan?
Big time. Big
really?
Time. He was my idol growing up, probably from birth till
oh, so you were doing the whole Hulk Hogan thing? Or you
no. No, I was, Hulk Hogan I was way you. Past that. Yeah, I grew up in like the John Cena era.
Oh, okay.
And Stone Cold Steve Austin was on his way out. He was
yeah, I was
older.
Like Kamala and...
Yeah, that's a big guy.
Yeah, Kamala. He's King not, Kong Bundy.
He just died.
I know.
Yeah, but Undertaker.
Andre the Giant.
Undertaker would be my guy.
Yeah.
I would like
Undertaker's
to
Undertaker's a cool people.
Not. I'm not talking Scarpacci Undertakers.
I'm talking about...
I'm talking
I know a lot of Undertakers.
The guy, Undertaker, from the WWE.
I know you're talking about.
I paid $300 once to shake his hands.
Really?
Yeah, and take a picture with him.
That was pretty foolish.
Hey, he's being honest, right? Yeah. This is what this is all about.
But he's got no money to buy textbooks, but he's going to spend $300 to shake the Undertaker's hand.
This was more worth it.
Okay.
Yeah.
He spent all the money
big
on
guy.
Raviolis.
Is that our last question of the day?
That was it. I think we did a solid 20 minutes of getting to know each other, right?
That was pretty cool.
Great. We should do that again, like next year, like every year.
Yeah, see
update
how we change.
Update it.
Next year, maybe my pet peeve will be fast drivers.
Yes.
The older I get, the slower I'll drive.
I just got want to know one thing before we sign off.
Uh-huh.
So with Christmas coming up in 6 months or whatever?
Coming up?
No, because you got a plan. Because A-Rod just got engaged with J-Lo.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Is this in like the future with you and your girlfriend?
There's
throw it out there. Let
there's
her know
money,
now.
There's money saved. There's not enough money saved yet.
Yeah.
But once it's there.
Yeah.
It's done, and I'm ready.
You're ready.
Yeah, she's
so
the
it
one.
Could be any day.
It could be. Yeah. It could be any day.
You need a jeweler?
Yes.
Yeah? I got a guy.
Okay. The ring doesn't come with bloodstains on it, does it?
No, no, no. I got a guy. He'll take care of you.
Okay.
Do the right thing.
All right.
Is she ready?
Yes.
Yeah, she's been.
You know, for sure.
I saw her at the parade. We were on the parade route, and she was there. And when he was coming down, me and him on the float, she was looking at him like Jesus was coming down from the clouds.
That's right.
You had to see it. She was crying and waving at him. Like, yeah, he's all set. He's all set. It's going to be a big deal. So you pick your hall. You know we're going to get married? And
no, no, none of that yet.
Any plan? What do you think?
Oh, I have no idea.
You're doing the whole traditional.
Yeah, the one-hour mass. And then
the one-hour mass. Wait, Regina Podges? What do you
mean? Yes. Yeah. Regina, I swear to
God. You're going to have the trumpets outside with the pigeons running?
Everything.
You're going to have all that?
The pigeons, everything.
The whole Russo's on the bank thing? You're going to do that,
I don't know about Russo. Maybe for the engagement party.
Oh, excuse me. Whoa. Look at you. Maybe for the engagement party.
There you go.
For the wedding, we may do the Anthem of the Sea. I don't know.
Yeah, he'll be in a foreign country for the wedding.
But he doesn't have money for textbooks, this guy. Stop with the baloney now, right? Cut it out. We're going to find so much about you. I'm going to have a private investigator check you out.
Do it.
Before the end of
the year.
They're
just going to see me nap after this.
That's going to do it for this edition of the Brooklyn Zone Podcast. It's me, Joe Causey.
And intern Anthony from the all-new 102.7.
And Louie.
And we'll see you next time on the Brooklyn Zone Podcast on radio.com and at cbsfm.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.